Let's take you to a decision of the Queensland Supreme Court. Yesterday, the Queensland Supreme Court dismissed an application by the Australian Institute for Progress challenging Queensland's laws banning developer donations to political parties or candidates. However, as you'll hear, the Queensland Electoral Commission appears to be interpreting the outcome differently from the conservative-leaning Australian Institute of Progress. The AIP say whilst Justice Peter Applegarth refused their application, he made interpretation of the developer donation laws much clearer. And indeed, the AIP has released a statement saying the Supreme Court of Queensland has repudiated the Electoral Commission's advice to the AIP that it must not take donations from property developers if it campaigns in an election or incurs electoral expenditure. Now, so this is going to be, I have a horrible feeling this is going to be one of these awfully legalistic arguments, but Graham Young is with the Australian Institute of Progress. Graham, it's fair to say up front that the AIP lost the major argument, and that is that the laws were somehow inappropriate or improper.
Yeah, we wanted to limit the application of the law much more narrowly than the judge did, but he appears to us to have narrowed it compared to what the Electoral Commission was ruling. So the position that...
So the laws stand, the laws are upheld, your appeal was rejected.
Oh, we weren't appealing the law. We were actually appealing... We were asking for what's called a declaration, which is a discretionary thing which the court can do, and it allows the court to make a ruling saying, look, what you've ruled there is wrong and this is the correct ruling. So it wasn't about the legality of the law. It was about the legality of the ECQ's advice to us based on the law.
All right. So the statute now has a judicially defined interpretation by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, statutes are subject to interpretation by courts, and sometimes lawyers think they mean one thing, and then they go to court, and you get a decision from a judge, and it says, no, it doesn't mean that, it means this other thing. And then everyone takes the judge's ruling then in the future on that particular piece of legislation, unless there's an appeal against the judge's ruling, it gets overturned.
And so as a result of the defining of the statute by Justice Peter Applegarth in the Supreme Court, you're now telling people, in fact, have sent out emails, I think, that people can donate to community groups and groups like yours if they're a property developer, as long as you're not going to use the money for candidates or political or party promotion. Is that right?
Basically, our understanding is that as long as their money isn't spent on electoral expenditure, that is campaigning for a candidate or a member of parliament or a political party, that it's okay to take that. In fact, in one part of his judgment, Justice Applegarth says that property developers can actually give to political parties if it's, say, for example, to buy a building. So that's not what political parties, certainly the LNP, have thought was the case. So that's an interesting development in itself.
Are you a member of the LNP, Graham?
No. I was expelled by the Liberal Party, as you well know, about 11 years ago now. And
I just thought I'd ask just to get it on the record, just make sure.
I'm a completely free agent. I'll talk to anyone who wants to talk to me and make sense.
Now,
even people that don't make sense, if I can change their mind.
All right. So the Electoral Commission appears to be interpreting the outcome of the Supreme Court judgment yesterday differently, because they say... They note the court's finding. I don't want to sort of bamboozle with legal language, but the court noted that whether or not a gift is prohibited by the Electoral Act depends on the circumstances in which the gift was made and the purpose of the donor gift. So you're taking that as this is what they're referring to, that this is what the justice is referring to, that property developers can donate as long as the money is used for anything else but political candidates or political party support.
That's right. I wouldn't say we're disagreeing with them on that. They're just quoting out of the judgment.
Right.
And they're quoting a snippet out of the judgment, and there's a lot more in there.
My guest is Graham Young from the Australian Institute for Progress. So does this now mean, because there are a number of grassroots community organisations, social organisations and human rights organisations that were concerned about this, does this now clear the way for those organisations to either have property developers on their board of trustees and the like, and or receive money from property developers in Queensland?
As long as they don't spend it on electoral expenditure, yes. And Steve, you'd be surprised at the range of people who qualify as property developers. You know, your listeners have probably got an image in their mind of someone with a gold chain and white shoes and a big black Mercedes-Benz or something like that. But under the legislation, it's anyone who's got a 20% interest in a business who either leases or sells land, or their spouse or their partner, or someone who's an officer in such a business. So we surveyed our members. I mean, we knew that some people were obviously property developers because that's their main business. So you take Bob Tucker, who's our chair. He's a very substantial property developer, although he doesn't have a gold chain or white shoes. But there are other people who basically answered a survey that I put out, and you know, three of them, medical doctors, who I assume are involved in property syndicates. It's not their full-time occupation. They're probably in it with other people. But they're classified under this because they've chosen to make an investment in a particular way. Campbell Newman, who's on our board, thinks he might be caught by it because of the property syndication business that he runs. So, you know, it's a pretty broad brush, and it also covers the organisations that represent property developers, which was another part in the judge's decision, which I think might be welcomed by organisations like the Property Council and the Urban Development Institute of Australia, because he said that prohibited donors, and they are defined as a prohibited donor, can spend in an election and can recommend that you vote for a candidate or a political party.
In Justice Peter Applegarth's judgment.
That's yes. He says that there's nothing to stop a prohibited donor from taking out their own advertisements. They just can't give money to a party like us in conjunction with other people and do that.
It seems to me that there's still significant room for interpretation then, Graham Young. In other words, it sounds to me like there's potential when the state election happens in October, if anyone is deemed to have donated to any one of these third party groups, it's highly probable that someone's going to challenge it and it's going to end up back in the Supreme Court.
Well, they might. I mean, what we'll be doing is establishing separate accounts, which are, you know, specifically designated for particular things so that there can be no doubt.
But so that you'll be able to, like happened with the local government account for candidates, they had to have a separate special account so that they could show where every dollar went in came from and where it was went out to exactly where.
Yeah. I mean, I've got no desire to be back in court anytime soon. It's not a pleasant experience and it's time-consuming and it's expensive. But you get a lot of smaller organisations who might not be so careful, so that could be an issue for them. And you wouldn't go to court if you were a political party unless you'd lost and thought that third-party campaign had somehow caused the loss. You know, it's possibly unlikely. It just depends.
All right. I'll leave it there. Graham Young, thanks for your time.
A pleasure, Steve. Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Graham Young from the Australian Institute for Progress. I invited the Electoral Commission of Queensland onto the program to respond to Graham's interpretation of the Supreme Court judgment of yesterday. They declined, but did give me a statement. Now, the statement contains three parts. I won't read you the background, but other than to say, you know the laws. They were drafted by the state government, put through Parliament to prevent developers from donating politically. So that's the colloquial way of describing it. The Electoral Commission say the Electoral Commission notes the court's finding that the construction of the Electoral Act urged by the Australian Institute of Progress is not supported by the text and structure of the section. The Electoral Commission Queensland considers that adopting the AIP's interpretation would create a loophole through which the prohibited donor scheme would become ineffective. The court also noted that whether or not a gift is prohibited by the Electoral Act depends on the circumstances in which the gift was made and the purpose of the donor gift. I think that's the element that Graham Young's highlighting in his position. The Electoral Commission of Queensland goes on to say this mirrors the ECQ's approach to enforcement since the laws commenced in October 2018. The Electoral Commission of Queensland will continue to review the court's decision and enforce the prohibited donor laws as required. That's the end of the statement from the Electoral Commission.